It's 83 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Mid-decade redistricting, like the kind undertaken by Tennessee lawmakers last month, is a relatively new lever for political parties to pull. But the concept of redistricting has evolved over America's 250 years as a country, as Vanderbilt political scientist Josh Clinton explains.
You know, there's nothing about districts in the Constitution. There's nothing about redistricting. So all of this has been constructed over time throughout history by the courts, by different political actors, all trying to seek a political advantage. And so the whole story of the country is how we resolve our political contests. Like, you think about westward expansion. In one way, the addition of new states was kind of related to this issue. Like, who gets in? Slave state versus non-slave state.
Clinton made his comments on WPLN's Daily Show, This is Nashville. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts or at WPLN.org. Tennessee's new congressional map, which fractures Memphis, is still facing multiple legal challenges ahead of the August primaries. Many of Tennessee's rural counties have elected constables. It's like a sheriff, but the elected office is a one-man agency. In many places, it's technically an unpaid job, but it hasn't been for Tim Fowler. He's the current constable of Bradley County near Chattanooga. And according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, Fowler has brought in more than $100,000 from U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. It's come in the form of stipends for transportation upgrades, tactical equipment, and invoices for law enforcement work carried out on ICE's behalf. Some of that work was carried out in other states, including South Carolina. He's not alone. The Times Free Press reports 9 other Tennessee County constables have signed agreements with ICE. Unpaid constables generally have to buy their own vehicles, uniforms, weapons, and equipment. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.